Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. The Lord sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor and to proclaim liberty to captives. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up immediately and waited on them. At sunset, all had people sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds were looking for him, and when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "To the other towns also I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." And he was preaching in the synagogue of Judea. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. This is sent to preach to the poor. To the people in need of him. We can see that Jesus, with all the opposition from the devil want to make him known as the Messiah, so the people can become a leader for a country. But Jesus' work is not a leader for politics. He's the one who come to change the heart of men. We are all sent also to different areas of the place, whether in the family, in the place we work. We are to live up the gospel spirit. That means, like Jesus, to love in all situations. We can do that, but we need to have the strength from the Lord. Also, we have opposition from the evil spirit. Sometimes we are opposed by people, sometimes maybe some obstructions. But Jesus is with us. We share the same mission of Jesus. We have to spread the good news to all people, no matter where we go. Jesus, we trust in you. Jesus, give your strength, so that no matter we go, we can witness you. Jesus, we trust in you.